thing that I can't figure out, Deb, is what's become of Hector. He left here about noon, said he was going to stop in the hotel for a minute and then go right out to the air circus.
Yeah, maybe the manager of the hotel took his clothes away from him again.
Oh, I don't see why the manager would do that. You give Hector the money to pay his hotel bill, didn't you?
Yeah, I give it to him. And what's more, I stayed right there until he paid it.
Yes, you can't trust that boy's money. Slips through his fingers just like water.
I figure the whole trouble with Hector is that he was just scared out, that was all. That's why he didn't show up.
Oh, I don't blame him none. Going up in an airplane and doing stunts ain't no joke, though.
No, say it ain't. The way the dad darn wind blows on you up there, a fella's liable to catch a death of cold.
Yeah.
I bet my knee is going to give me a game yet.
Well, I always told you ought to do something about that knee. Why don't you quit messing around with it and go and see a real doctor?
I did go see a real doctor last spring.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me some pills for it, but they didn't do my knee no good.
They didn't?
No, the darn things kept rolling off.
Oh, but you darn fool, you wasn't supposed to put the pills in your knee. You're supposed to take them in your stomach.
Shucks. There ain't nothing wrong with my stomach.
I know it, but that's the way to get the pills to your knee.
You must be crazy, Dad.
Well, I just ain't crazy. You're supposed to swallow the pill, and that's how it gets to your knee.
Crazy and a loon. How would a little pill no bigger than a BB shot have sense enough to find its way to my knee?
Oh, but that ain't the idea. The pills have got drugs in them.
Well, what kind of drugs?
Oh, I don't know. Calomel, I reckon.
Oh, Calomel's no good. I wouldn't walk across the street for that kind of pill.
Yes, well, that just shows you where you're wrong. I guess you ain't seen the signs, have you? There's lots of fellas that walk a mile for a Calomel.
Ah, sure.
Yes. You know, I hear tell that a bee sting will cure rheumatism, too.
Yeah, but look at old Pop Squares. He was all stove up with rheumatism. Had it so darn bad that he couldn't move hand or foot.
He did, huh?
Yes. And they took him out in one of these here wheelchairs, and the dang thing run into a whole nest of bees.
Well, did it help him any?
Dang if I know. They ain't caught up with him yet.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Oh, how do you do, Mayor Schultzenheimer?
Howdy, Mayor. Glad to see you.
Yes. Is there something we can do for you?
No. I was just driving by, and I thought I would drop in and see how you was after your airplane ride yesterday. Was that the first time you was ever in a plane?
No, that was the last.
Yes. Me and Eb don't want to fly no more airplanes. How'd the air circus come out, Mayor?
Oh, just fine. Mr. Barnes took in over $500. Well, you know he's going to put $500 more to it and give it all to the women's clubs. Oh, my, he's a fine young man, that fella.
Ah, sure.
And mark my words, he's going to do big things for Corn Cent on Switchville just as soon as they get that factory started.
Oh, that factory he's talking about is just dad darn fake.
Fake? Fake, is it? Then he has deposited with me enough cash to buy back the stock if it doesn't pay dividends within one year? Nonsense. Major Barnes is a financial wizard. He's an
How's that?
I say he's a wizard. That's
Yeah, I know what it is. It's a chicken's stomach.
Oh, Louie, a wizard ain't in the chicken's stomach.
No, Ab, it's a snowstorm.
Don't speak like a fool. A wizard is a fellow that does magic tricks, like taking rabbits out of his hat.
So that's what's the matter with Major Barnes, huh?
Why, what do you mean, that's what's the matter with him?
He got rabbits in his hat.
Oh, I don't mean that. I just don't...
Hello, everybody.
Oh, very well, Major. You're just the fellow I want to see. I've just got the figures on that property for the factory site. Why don't you come up to the house for dinner this evening and we'll go over there, huh?
Why, I'd be delighted, Mr. Schultenheimer.
Ah, that's fine. Oh, say, I'm just leaving. Could I drive you someplace?
No, thanks. I have my own motor outside.
Well, I'll see you tonight, then. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Schultenheimer.
Yes. So long, Mr. Schultenheimer.
Now then, where is Hector Smith?
Why, Major, we ain't seen Hector since day before yesterday. Did you try the hotel?
He isn't at the hotel, and you know it.
What you want him for, anyway?
I'll tell you what I want him for. I am suing him for $10,000 for breach of contract. Failure to make that airplane flight yesterday. And I've got a summons here to...
I don't see nobody.
Don't see nobody? Say, what are you talking about?
You said summons here.
I said summons. Someone's here in my pocket.
Why now, Major? They couldn't be someone in your pocket.
I'm talking about a court order. A writ. A writ in my pocket.
I reckon you mean rip. A rip in your pocket.
No, I don't mean rip. I mean writ. Warrant.
Warrant where?
Warrant in his pocket.
Well, then, where is the rip?
There isn't any rip. I say I have an order. An order for Hector Smith to appear in court. And the women's clubs of Squidgeville and Corn Center have been kind enough to commend me to the...
How's that?
He says the women's clubs have been kind enough to commend him. And that's why the engine he whipped, you see.
Oh, the women's clubs mended it.
Yeah.
No, no. They did nothing of the sort. Can't you understand? I am suing Hector Smith for $10,000.
Well, shucks, Major. Hector ain't got no money. It won't do you no good to sue him.
That remains to be seen. It depends on the judge whether...
That's what's ripped, huh?
What? What's ripped?
The pants on the judge.
Oh, but I tell you, there isn't any...
What? No pants on the judge, Major?
Not pants. Not pants. I mean pip... hip... Hip...
Hooray!
Yeah.
Oh! Well, say, what are we celebrating for?
Oh, for heaven's sake! You fellas would drive a man mad. Where's my suitcase? Get me that suitcase I left here.
Oh, yes, sir, yes, sir. Right here it is, Major. Set it out here, sir.
Nice about Mr. Peters there. What? He's the one that gave me the bill. He gave it to me.
Well, Hector, what's the matter? What's the matter?
So it's you, Mrs. Smith? Well, I have a court summons here for you to appear in...
Now, hold on. This young man's got something more important on his mind than a court order. He's facing a charge of passing counterfeit money.
Counterfeit money?
Why, Hector...
Yes. That $20 bill you gave me to pay my hotel bill was counterfeit. They had me in jail since yesterday noon.
What? Why? I can't believe it. Why, that was one of the 20s we changed for Major Barnes.
I say, you know, I'm awfully sorry. I must replace that, Mr. Winterbottom. Of course, you know, I had no idea.
Major Barnes. So this is Major Barnes, eh?
Yes, certainly is.
I must be getting along.
No, not so fast, young fellow, not so fast. What do you got in that suitcase?
Why, nothing. Nothing of any importance.
We'll just have a look. Let me have that.
Oh, but I say...
You heard what I said. Give me that suitcase. Let's see here.
Oh, gosh sakes, it's full of money.
Why, Abe, look, $20 bills. Look.
Well, by the Ginger River.